From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. State media in Turkey say Turkish ground forces have crossed the border into a Syrian Kurdish enclave where fighting there continues. Reuters correspondent Scarlett Svatanovich reports.
Explosions and heavy gunfire as a 13-hour siege on a luxury hotel in Afghanistan's capital came to an end. At least five people were killed when gunmen dressed in army uniforms stormed the Intercontinental Hotel in Kabul, which later caught fire during the attack. An Interior Ministry spokesman says the siege ended on Sunday when the last gunman was shot dead. Security personnel were later seen waving Afghan flags from the top of the building to signal it was clear. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for the attack, saying it was carried out by five fighters. But that number was debated by the government, who claim there were three.
Vice President Mike Pence is in Jordan, just one of the countries he'll visit, during his four-day trip to the Middle East. He spoke to American troops there about the budget stalemate in Congress.
Abdullah told Pence...
More than 1 million Rohingyas.
Earlier, Pence met with Jordan's King Abdullah, who expressed his concerns about Washington's decision to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. A day after women commemorated the one-year anniversary of the Women's March in the United States, thousands of people marched in solidarity Sunday throughout Europe and Australia. A rally touting the message, "Power to the Polls," also began in Las Vegas, Nevada, Sunday morning, where activists and members of Congress are expected to speak with a focus on voter registration. This is VOA News.